Where your party station joins the world of basketball. This is the Courtside Podcast with Jake and Aiden.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Courtside Podcast. We are back with some NBA basketball. We told you guys we would fill you in with some new free agency news and some new trade news, and we're here with your host. I'm Jake.
And I'm Aiden.
And guys, today we're going to start off with LBJ. LeBron James has just signed an extension to stay with the Lakers yesterday. The extension is $85 million. I believe it's a two-year extension on his contract. Aiden, what are your takes on that?
I did not like this. I think I may be one of the few to not like this, but personally, it bothered me. He's 35 years old. You're getting paid $42.5 million per year. Do you think, Jake, that it's necessary for a 35-year-old? And he isn't an average 35-year-old. LeBron James is the best player to ever step on a basketball court, in my opinion. I love his game. I love everything about him. But I feel like at a certain point in your career, you kind of want to win. Let's be real. LeBron is, I believe, is at the end of his career. I'm not saying like his last season is coming up, but I believe after this extension, it's over. Do you agree with me, or do you think he's
yeah,
going on longer?
I think that LeBron made the point where he wants to be when he retires. So that's why this deal is big, because he's going to – I think he'll retire as a Laker. I mean, who knows? He might be doing like a – you know, some players do that like one-day deal with their former team so they can retire with that team. But I do think the extension was made for LeBron to – who knows? Maybe, you know, speculations did say he wanted to play with his son. So that two-year extension –
well, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. So when his extension ends – Bronny James, LeBron James Jr., his son, will be eligible if they do grant from high school to NBA, which we've talked about in previous podcasts. Yeah. If they're allowed to do that, that would be the year that he kind of goes into the NBA. Yep. So I think LeBron James's goal is kind of run it out with the Lakers, see how far you could go. And then when LeBron James Jr. makes it into the league, he just goes to that team. Because at what point do you not want a guy like LeBron James on your team?
Exactly.
So that's his goal, but I personally think if the Lakers want to win more, I think more teams are coming up, a lot of teams are getting better. I don't think it helps the team giving a 35, now 37 by the end of this deal, I don't even know what it'll be. I think he's going to be 39 when the deal's over.
Yeah, and the only
so you're giving a 38 and a 39-year-old $42.5 million. Do you think it's necessary, or do you think the team – like other players have done in the past, don't pay him as much and get the team around him better? Because if you think about it, when he's 39 years old, AD will probably be 30. Like, don't you want surrounding players around them to be better? Teams build like that. They need to be a dynasty.
This is my take on it, really, because LeBron James has been like going up. He's been going up in stats like every year, especially with age. So I think that the Lakers see something in that. Maybe he's probably not gonna put up the numbers that he put up last year, but he's still gonna give you a solid effort and some solid numbers that are still gonna make him one of the top players in the league. I think that because he works on his body every year, you know, he puts $1 million into his body. Like I don't know a lot of NBA players that do that. So I think that LeBron James with this extension is proving, you know, hey, I'm not done yet, and I'm still here, and I'm still gonna, you know, work really hard to better this team.
I agree with that, but again, you're throwing $1 million on your body. No other, I don't even think any other person in the world does that.
Yeah.
But it just comes to the point where you're 38. Let's say he starts this new extension. So it's the 2 year, $85 million.
Yep.
You're 38 years old. You're going into what? What season would it be with the Lakers? Maybe five? It'd be his fifth year with the Lakers because he signed a 4 year. Yep. So it would be his fifth year. Yep. Like, do you really need the $42.5 million, or would you want to maybe contribute it to somebody else on your team that either you could bring in, or somebody that probably needs to be signed? Like, there's other players on this team
that's true.
Possibly need to be signed. Like, that's my only thing. I think LeBron James is still top two player in the NBA, but I just don't think when he's 38 and 39 years old, he needs that much money. I think the Lakers personally can use it better towards something else.
I think what Rob Pelinka was doing, if for the viewers, for the listeners that don't know, Rob Pelinka is the Lakers GM and former agent of Kobe Bryant. I believe that Rob Pelinka is like trying to see what LeBron James can bring to the team, because we've seen what happened this offseason with the Lakers and how many players they got that are pretty decent and good.
They're also coming off of a championship.
True. And I'm saying LeBron James, even though he might not be as good as he was last year in a couple of years, he still has that veteran mindset that might bring players to LA. Now, I understand what you're saying with the money aspect, well, but it could be young guys. You know,
here's my thing. Obviously, we don't know what the future holds for every player in the NBA and LeBron James. We don't know how players are going to turn out in a year or two. But I know if LeBron James drops off, he's 36, 37 years old. If he drops off, it's not a shock.
Yeah.
Let's be real. A 36 and a 37-year-old aren't supposed to be doing what LeBron James is doing.
No.
So if he drops off the next year or two, the Lakers will be kicking themselves because they paid LeBron too early in this extension. And they're paying him too much money, and then they can't bring in anybody else. That's the only thing I'm saying. I have to finish off with LeBron James is one of my idols. He's an all-time great of mine, and I think he's the best player to ever step on a basketball court.
We love you, LBJ. And guys,
I kind of wanted to move on.
Yeah, and guys, so we were talking about Anthony Davis about a week and a half ago, and we were saying how he was not going to make a decision in free agency until after Thanksgiving, and we just got word that he officially made a decision. It's an extension with the Lakers for $190 million. Aiden, what do you think about that?
Yeah, so 5 years, $190 million. As I said about a week and a half ago, I wouldn't be surprised if he left, but I also wouldn't be surprised if he stayed. We just talked about him. LeBron James is a huge factor. If you think about it, Anthony Davis is – I don't even know how old he is right now. I think he's, what, 28, 26?
Yeah, I think he's like 26.
26. When you get called over by one of the best players ever to play the game and they're like, yo, I can win you a chip. I can make you a great player. Don't get me wrong. Anthony Davis was an amazing player on New Orleans. But LeBron James, let's all, like, stop the cap. LeBron James fully called Anthony Davis and said – across the trade, come to LA, I can win you a ring.
Of course. You can't turn down the king, right?
Can't turn down the king. The king signs an extension the day before, so he's like, yo, we're running it back another at least 4 years. Yep. Want to hop on the bandwagon? And he said, sure. Anthony Davis is in this to win rings. I think there will be a time when he is done with – so they're saying he'll have the four years, and then the fifth year will be a player option. I believe Anthony Davis opts out because LeBron James won't be there anymore.
Exactly, and then he'll move on.
He'll be 31 years old, and then he'll go to his old team. Look what Kevin Durant is doing. I fully compared Anthony Davis to Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant went to the Warriors. Obviously the wrong move because he lost the Warriors the year prior, but went to the Warriors, won two rings, and now he's trying to do his own thing on the Nets, and he's 32 years old. It's literally picture perfect. History repeats itself.
Yeah, you're right.
Literally, you're seeing it.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis is literally doing what Kevin Durant did with the Warriors, but Anthony Davis with the Lakers. I'm not surprised about this. I'm actually kind of happy that I could have saw this a little earlier, but I want to hear what you think, Jake. I know you're a big Laker fan.
This is huge. Like, I believe that with Anthony Davis coming back, that the Lakers have their expectations to win the championship again, to repeat, or even are really high now, especially with their starting lineup that, I mean, it's not official, but like, I just want to go over something, you know, their starting lineup right now would be Kentavious Caldwell-Pope or Dennis Schroeder. There is a mix. Schroeder has been saying that he deserves a starting spot in that rotation. So we don't know. Shooting guard would be Wesley Matthews. And then you have LeBron at the forward, Anthony Davis at the forward, and then Marcus Gasol at the center. Off the bench, you have Montrezl Harrell or Dennis Schroeder, Alex Caruso, Kyle Kuzma, and Markieff Morris. I think that's a pretty solid team. And with adding Anthony Davis into that rotation is just going to help them even more. And I love AD. I'm happy that he's staying with LA, and I think it's a great job by Rob Pelinka to get him to stay.
One thing I want to talk about this, and then we can move on. Yeah. At the New England Patriots, obviously everybody knows Bill Belichick, the legendary coach, Tom Brady. Bill Belichick's main thing is do your job. The one thing I worry about with this Lakers team is you're already seeing it. Players, Dennis Schroeder, I believe I have a starting spot. You can't – it's up to the coach on who has a starting spot, who doesn't. I think it's going to cause a problem if Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder are talking and they're like, I want a starting spot. Like, that's not how the NBA
It's not
works.
As much
like,
as Harrell. It's more Schroeder.
They're great players. They're great players, Jake, but obviously it causes a debacle when players on a team think they're higher than they are.
Right.
I'm not saying Dennis Schroeder isn't a starting point guard. I think he could be a starting point guard on most teams in the NBA. But again, you're joining the reigning champs. They ran it. They're trying to run it back, and they have a player that just re-signed. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope just re-signed. He's ready for another rerun. Yep. I think you have to at least start with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and who knows? If Dennis Schroeder is doing what he did last year, I think he's 100% a starter. But that's my thing. That's the only thing I worry about, but I definitely think they have one of the highest chances to run it back.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I think that LeBron will try to control that locker room a little better. If he sees any tension that's rising.
Yeah.
Moving on, guys. The Atlanta Hawks have made the most insane moves this offseason. I think that they made one of them. I think they made some of the best moves, actually. They're on the rise with a young guard of Trae Young, who averaged 29 points and 9 assists last season and was an all-star. They just added Bogdan Bogdanovic. They have John Collins staying. Clint Capella, who didn't play, who was injured. Onyeka Okongwu. Sorry for not pronouncing.
Onyeka Okongwu.
Chris Dunn and Rajon Rondo have been added to this team.
I think you're also – isn't Danilo
Gallinari? Oh, yeah, Danilo Gallinari too. What are your thoughts on the Hawks this year? Do you think they have a chance to make a playoff run?
Here's my thing. I've seen it throughout every single year I've watched basketball. Everybody says the – East is worse than the West. That's an obvious. Yep. I think if the Hawks were in the West, we wouldn't be talking about them making a playoff spot just because I can name the 8 squads. Mm-hmm. I can name 10 squads, maybe 12 that I can think make the playoffs in the West.
And that 8 seed in the West is very flexible.
But I think the Hawks can make the playoffs. I'm not saying the Hawks are going to be a top 4 seed. I think they're not going to have a game 7 home game. I think they get 5 through 8. I think a lot of people need to work with each other. A lot of people, Trae Young obviously needs to meet all these guys, got to work with them. I have no clue what's going on behind the scenes, but a team is based on chemistry. And I think if this team has good chemistry, they have talent, I think they could be good. I think the biggest signing they had, though, was Rajon Rondo. Yep. And Rajon Rondo is not the best player they signed, but he is a veteran. He can teach and help Trae Young kind of build. And I think Trae Young is just
saw what Rondo did with the Lakers at the playoffs. So the Hawks must have saw something in him and said, you know what? Hey, this is our guy. He's gonna help Trae Young develop, become an even better player.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, so the Rockets, I want to move on. The Rockets just last week they signed DeMarcus Cousins, but it was finalized about a day ago. DeMarcus Cousins hasn't played since 2018-2019 season with the Warriors. He played 30 games and averaged 16.3 points and 8.2 rebounds. How does this signing shape the Rockets now? Because, you know, the Rockets, we've heard some rumors, and we'll talk about that later in the podcast. But DeMarcus Cousins signed to the Rockets. What are we thinking?
I love this move. As we've talked about in past podcasts, I don't think there's many great centers in the NBA anymore.
Yeah.
I think DeMarcus Cousins is still a great center. And I'll say it again because a lot of people doubt this guy. A lot of people, oh, he's injured. He'll never be the same. DeMarcus Cousins is still a top 5 center in this league. What I watched this guy do on the Kings, and then he went to the Pelicans, and then he went to the Warriors, he's still a great center. I think he could still do it all. You're putting in with one of the best players in the NBA and James Harden. And we're going to actually talk about, I don't want to jump on it, but
yeah,
now you're putting him with, you're reuniting him with John Wall.
Yep.
I think this is great. I love the Rockets as a team. James Harden may be my favorite player in the NBA.
What happened right there?
What?
What happened with the John Wall and
yeah, so if you haven't heard, I didn't want to jump on it too early, but I feel if we're talking about DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall and a first round pick were traded for Russell Westbrook, so it's kind of a swap. Russell Westbrook is now in Washington and John Wall is reuniting with Boogie in Houston. So we can jump on both, but I love both. I think the Rockets won the trade. I hate Russell Westbrook. I've said it before. Guy can't shoot. He has a problem with everybody. Has this attitude about him that I hate. I'm the biggest Russell Westbrook non-fan. I give the guy slander all the time. I just don't like his game. I don't think he's good anymore. He needs his own team, and it's just being worse because Bradley Beal just averaged 30 points per game. Like, that is probably the worst spot you can end up after leaving Harden, who's averaging 36. Like, just doesn't help Westbrook at all. He needs his own team. Like, go somewhere. The Knicks wanted you. You bailed on them. Now you're going to Washington, which is almost worse. But yeah. Back to this Boogie thing. I love Boogie. I think Boogie, John Wall, and Harden are going to make a lot of noise in Houston.
Do you think Harden will stay now?
100%.
You think so?
Yeah. I think Harden is going to be put around different guys. I think these guys may even be better. And I think with Mike D'Antoni out, obviously, I think they're changing their ways. They're not doing small ball anymore after you sign DeMarcus Cousins. Yeah. I don't think DeMarcus Cousins is going to start. I have no clue what they're doing. I saw a projected thing where he wasn't starting.
Okay.
I don't know how the Rockets are going to work, but with a new coach, which I don't even know who they signed, I don't think they can do the small ball anymore.
Yeah, no, I think that they're going to change up their whole plan of attack when it comes to playing. Like you said, who knows? Maybe DeMarcus Cousins is better off the bench. Well, we'll see. You know?
Yeah. Who knows?
But, you know, I've heard maybe some rumors about is Russell Westbrook going to be traded from the Wizards now?
Oh, I didn't even hear that. Like,
do you think that Russell Westbrook will be a Wizard starting December 22nd?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
It didn't even cross my mind that he wouldn't.
I don't know. I just thought maybe the Wizards would get him and then trade him for more assets. But who knows? We'll see what happens. We want to know what you guys think. But yeah, so there's been a lot of stuff going on in the NBA so far. And we talked about this guy. He hasn't signed yet. Sorry, he did sign, but we talked about him and he hasn't signed when we talked about him. It's Brandon Ingram. Signed with the Pelicans. He's staying. We talked about why he shouldn't leave and why he should stay, and we were right. He signed a 5-year, $158 million contract. Aiden, your thoughts on this one?
Obviously, it's below the Tatum and the Mitchell and the Bam Adebayo contracts. Yep. That's an obvious. I think Brandon Ingram has a build like Kevin Durant. I think he has the ability to be a great player. I think this is a great signing at this moment. But again, you have to think about down the line. Zion Williamson, how much are you going to sign him for? He's talking about a bunch of other guys they're bringing in. I think this squad is one of those squads that I talked about in the West that is very dangerous. They could be a 5-8 seed, or they can miss the playoffs. It all depends on who steps up, who plays. If Zion Williamson doesn't play again, I don't think they're making the playoffs. But I think if Zion Williamson played all 60 games, they would have made the playoffs because they were just a lot better with him on the court.
And I think Brandon Ingram is a great player. You know, he was an all-star last year.
Of course.
This guy showed what he can do out of the spotlight of LeBron, for example, when he was in L.A., went to New Orleans and showed that he's this type of player that everybody was talking about. When he got drafted, people were comparing him to Kevin Durant. But then when he started playing, he was like he was okay. They weren't saying that he was like a Kevin Durant figure, but when he went to New Orleans, he had his own team, especially when Zion was out. It was the Brandon Ingram show. So Brandon Ingram showed that he can have the potential as like a Kevin Durant figure, the way he plays.
Yeah, he's definitely not Kevin Durant.
Yeah, no.
Maybe that's why they said he was, you can't compare anybody in the NBA to Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is just such on a higher level than everybody else. It's ridiculous.
But
I like this move. I think the Pelicans are going to be a good team. And I want to see how all these guys pan out. Like, exactly, now you're getting the bag. You're getting the bag now. It depends on, are you still going to work after getting the bag? Because we've seen before players just, oh, I have $190 million in the bank. Yeah. I don't care anymore. So that's the most interesting thing I want to see, because a lot of these players are suspect to me. Brandon Ingram. I don't think has a pulse. Donovan Mitchell has a pulse sometimes. Jason Tatum, obviously, I know who he is. And Bam Adebayo is a little under the radar. So
yeah, definitely they got it. They got to show up to play with all that money that they're earning.
Yeah.
And I just want to go over one little thing that I want to talk about. Yesterday, the final Ball brother has made the NBA. If you guys don't know, the Ball brothers are three brothers, very talented athletes. Their dad, LeVar Ball, made a statement saying that all his sons will be in the NBA, and it finally happened. LiAngelo Ball signed a one-year non-guaranteed contract with the Detroit Pistons. Do you think he will be able to stay in the NBA?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
I think because of his name. As you see with the Antetokounmpo.
That, yeah, but he didn't make the league because of his name. He was in the G League playing for Oklahoma City Blue for a year.
Well, I don't care. Look at the Antetokounmpos. The other two suck, and they're still on NBA teams.
That's true.
They suck. Like, they're terrible players. Were they even drafted?
Yes. Kostas, I believe, was the last pick of the draft, number 60.
Clear example.
Yeah.
Like, okay, dope. LiAngelo wasn't a draft pick, but I think if you put them up against LiAngelo, it's easy one-on-one for LiAngelo.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be biased either. I just think the Antetokounmpos are in the league because of their name. Giannis is the two-time MVP. Like, as you're seeing, they're getting a lot of coverage now, the Balls. Obviously, LaMelo was just drafted third overall. Yep. Lonzo's been in the league for a couple of years.
And now you got LiAngelo.
I wasn't surprised about this. Okay, here's the thing. And I got to be straight up. LiAngelo Ball was in a high school scheme where you couldn't be bad because of your family.
Yeah.
He would score like 70 points. He scored 70 points in a game, and that's the most under-the-radar thing ever. If you've never heard of this guy, please look up LiAngelo Ball highlights or LiAngelo
Ball. People say he's the best scorer out of all the Ball brothers.
That's cap. That's cap.
I don't know.
Have you ever had in the family where like one person is just terrible or worse than the other two, and you're like, oh, no, he's good. He's good. LeVar is hyping up his son because he knew it's the hardest to get in the league, and look what he did. He's literally in the league. I have to give LeVar Ball a lot of credit. Yeah. I think it's on a wing that it happened. I don't think LeVar Ball knew it was going to happen. He could say a million times, I knew, but
it's
I
not,
think LiAngelo Ball literally got in by the skin.
It's a non-guaranteed contract too, which is a big thing. So he's not guaranteed the contract. So, you know, he could be waived anytime, basically.
Yeah, so, but I think he's still a good player. I think he's better than some of the players in the NBA. And he's going to Detroit, which is terrible. The only thing is, like, well, I don't even know what position the guy plays. I don't even know how big he is.
He's
I know
like
he's
6'6".
Husky, but, like, so, okay, he can play, like, a shooting guard or a small forward
bulky.
Or something like that.
He's bulky at shooting guard position.
Well, the only spot that he can't play is power forward because that's where Blake Griffin is. But
well, they just
that,
and the other problem is Detroit just signed a small forward. They signed Jeremy Grant from the Nuggets for $60 million, 3 year, and Grant was a starter on the Nuggets. So, you know, you got to find maybe Ball comes off the bench, but he's got to make the team.
Oh, of course,
he's got to make the team.
He's coming off the bench. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you'd never want to go to a team where you're behind the best player on the team.
True.
Like, I don't think anybody would want to go get signed by the Lakers and be a power forward or a shoot small forward. Yeah. Like, why would you want to be behind those guys?
That's true, yeah, because they play
no
the
shot.
Majority of the game.
Well, also, you give yourself no shot. Like, if LiAngelo's power forward, there'll be 0% chance he ever starts a game.
Yeah, oh, you're right.
And that's just so far out of context because the guy literally isn't guaranteed a contract.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking about the future. I'm proud of the Ball family. I've been watching them for a long time, and they finally did it. As long as it lasts, you know what I mean. Do you have any feelings on this? Or
yeah, I'm excited to see what he does. I'm excited to see brothers in the NBA again. We see it with a couple brothers with the Antetokounmpos and the Holiday brothers. So I like to see what happens with the Ball brothers.
I think if I had to pick, and we can do this thing, and then we'll end it. And we're gonna put this on our Twitter. Follow it at the Courtside P. It's going to be a little thing up. What is your best or who do you think is the best pair of brothers? It could be triplets. It could be brothers. Obviously, there's multiple Holidays, multiple Antetokounmpos. If I had to pick, I'd probably say the Morris brothers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep. I think they're funny as hell.
Yeah, no, they're good players too.
they clown all the time. Like, they're pretty funny. I like them. I also think the two bro- – so here's
what
here's
about
my
the Curry thing, brothers?
No. If one carries the other, I don't believe that it's better. Like, you could say Giannis's brothers are the best because Giannis is the two-time MVP. But again, like, the two brothers drag him down. And what's his name? Seth Curry's a great player. But they're not even close to an even level. The Curry brothers are, like, not close at all. Markieff and Marcus are really the exact same
person.
What
about the Gasol brothers?
Pau isn't even in the league
anymore.
But
when he was, and Mark was in the league.
Well, no. Well, yeah. Then they were the best. They're literally the exact same person.
That's true. Okay.
But, yeah, for the Morris brothers, you're getting a 2-1. Do you want to say, or do you want to just end it?
Yeah, no. I think that the Morris brothers definitely are the top ones.
Love the Morris brothers. Shout out Markieff. Shout out Marcus.
Yeah, no, they're very talented. They're a talented duo together. Guys, that's going to do it for us. This is the Courtside Podcast. Please follow us on Twitter and get ready because we are going to give you some more info on the NBA and on Twitter at the Courtside.
NBA is 3 weeks away, guys.
NBA is 3 weeks away on Twitter, the Courtside P. Please tweet us. Answer our polls. We're going to post something very shortly. Thank you, guys.
Peace.